Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Tom Curran yesterday here on Jones and Keefe. He makes his weekly appearance every Tommy Tuesday at high noon. Check it out on the Odyssey app if you want to hear the full thing. It's up on YouTube as well. Just subscribe to WEEI. He does acknowledge the cockroach is, you know, surviving the coaching apocalypse there. He's going to survive. He's going to be here.
Mm.
He's not going to be out of a job after the draft, but he'll be here. But I am relieved that both Curran and Schefter yesterday said Vrabel's going to be the guy. Wolf is going to be here. He remains on, and I still have questions about that long term. But in the immediate future, Vrabel's going to get what he wants. Good. That's the way it should operate. That that relieves some of the fears.
Yeah, it seems like there's a lot to that job. This guy's been in the NFL for a long time. He's been in the organization for a while. Even though there are flaws and this last draft was less than ideal, they think there's enough that he can still do and then work with other guys. And last year, they certainly weren't going to trust Gerard Mayo to have final say, or probably even Matt Groh to have final say or whatever else. So they were kind of left with, like, who's going to be the guy? And it ended up being him, where now it won't be. And I think that's fine.
And I think, to your credit, you laid it out yesterday. Hey, Elliot, give us the top 200 receivers, and we're going to take your top 20, and I'm going to watch those guys.
Yeah.
And they're going to let him do some of the cursory work, and then I'm really going to drill down. Me and Ryan Cowden, his top executive, who's hiring away from the Giants, who used to work for him in Tennessee. It's the guy that Vrabel wanted as the GM in Tennessee when he was feuding with ownership and other personnel people. We're going to whittle down and really focus on these top 20 guys and find out what we want. And they'll do that at every position.
Yeah.
That to me makes a lot of sense.
My hope is, take last year for an example, and they say, all right, got the quarterback, good. Here's the wide receivers. Here's Keon Coleman. Here's Ladd McConkey. Here's Jalen Polk. Here's Javon Baker. Here's A.D. Mitchell. Now it's up to you. Wolf might say, I kind of like Polk. And you're like, all right, great. you're like, so then Vrabel, and maybe the guy that he brings in with him, who he trusts even more, maybe they really go over the tape and the combine and whatever else, talk to coaches, and they look at those five guys. And my hope is Vrabel identifies Ladd McConkey, or really any of the guys other than Polk, being better than Polk.
Right.
And then if they hit or miss on the 35th pick in the draft, Don Vrabel.
So, right. So here's what I'm now going to start saying. If they screw up another receiver, I'm not going to blame Wolf for it, right?
Yeah, no.
Like, I mean, I'm now convinced enough hearing Schefter and Curran with us yesterday. If they screw up on another second-round receiver, and he's got the whiff of Tyquan Thornton and the whiff of Jalen Polk to him already, I'm going to blame Vrabel for that.
Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
And Cowden, I'm now there. I'm not going to blame Wolf for that unless I hear something different between now and then. So hopefully there is a different approach, and hopefully they're more likely to, land guys who can actually play. By the way, I meant to read this last segment. I got caught up in the maycation there and the criticism for Drake May.
What do you got?
There is an update in Vegas. Vincent Bonsignore.
Nice.
Very plugged in guy with the Raiders. Mm-hmm. He says a lot of momentum is building for Ben Johnson and the Raiders.
Makes sense. I mentioned that when we were doing our rip through.
You did.
I thought if Tom Brady may have wanted Mike Vrabel, maybe he didn't, whatever, we drew that line. But once you cross him off the list, wouldn't that be an obvious one for Tom Brady? Tom Brady's done a few Lions games this year. He's been pretty complimentary of Ben Johnson. He might even do the Super Bowl with Ben Johnson, which I feel like would be a conflict of interest.
Very strange.
And then all that stuff.
He's doing the game, as you said, this week. And right, he could be doing a lot of Lions games.
It makes a ton of sense to me. You probably aren't going to get a stud quarterback this year if you're the Vegas Raiders. I mean, you could trade up, but I don't even know if that's a guaranteed stud. I would just look at what Ben Johnson has done for Jared Goff and say, all right, if we get a guy that's even somewhat decent, can Ben Johnson kind of, you know, get the most out of him?
What does it tell you? Because I think when we ranked these earlier, we ranked them inadvertently. I'm not sure we ever said 1 through 6, but I think we agree on the order of the rankings. We both had you had Chicago 1, I had Dallas 1.
Bears, Dallas.
So actually our 1 and 2 were flipped. We both had the Raiders 3.
Yep.
I think followed by, in this order, Jacksonville, Saints, Jets, I think.
Yeah, you can flip Saints and Jets. Well, it doesn't matter. But Jets last.
He's taking the, I guess, number 4 job, because I think the Patriots is a better job than Vegas. He's taking the 4th best job on the board. It's interesting. I guess it speaks to the power of Brady, right?
Power of Brady, maybe power of money. Who knows if they throw the most money at him.
That too. I don't know. Mark Davis is not the wealthiest owner.
Yeah.
But he's the most willing to throw the cash around, that's for sure.
I don't know.
He's paying 3 coaches, or he will have, in very short order, be paying 3 coaches.
Is there...
4 coaches.
It's too many coaches.
Is he still paying Gruden?
Probably.
That was a 10-year deal, so yeah.
They could rehire Gruden.
Gruden.
Keep him on the same salary.
Gruden, McDaniels, Pierce, and now whoever the new guy. I mean, that guy's, no wonder the guy has no money. He's spending it all on coaches.
And the GM, because they can Telesco. And Ziegler.
It's a mess.
So they're paying like 4 well, front offices.
But Brady's the new personnel guy.
Brady, I don't think they Seymour need to pay coming one of those. In. They're going to figure that out. Yeah, I mean... It's still like a good job, but he could still take Chicago. I think it's just that means the Raiders are super interested. I don't know if that tweet tells you that Ben Johnson's super interested.
Oh, hang on. Didn't it say, let me reread it.
It just says like heating up, but that might be the Raiders' interest, no?
A lot of momentum building for Ben Johnson and the Raiders. Like to me, that means they're moving towards a deal is the
they're
implication.
They're in cahoots. Yes. That's what you're saying.
That's all right. That's how I read it. Look, I don't read everything right.
Maybe.
But that's how I read it.
That's interesting. Do you think he would have any pause at all about leaving Detroit and going to Chicago? You know, like when Eric Mangini went to the Jets, that was sort of like the death blow. It's like, hey, you took a bunch of coaches and you stayed in the division. Like, don't do that. Like, they're kind of mad about that. Or is it just maybe the Jets?
I mean, maybe it's somewhere. I would imagine it's way down his list.
Yeah, he interviewed with him, so it's not like it's the end of the world if he goes there. But I just wonder if... Is that a tiebreaker at all? Maybe not. You know, get out of the division, get out of the conference even. Like, good luck to you guys, Detroit. I'll see you later.
Do you think, maybe we should have talked about this more when we were considering Ben Johnson as a candidate. Do you think he has a different perspective than a lot of these coaches on, he might not think he needs a top flight quarterback. He just made it work with Jared Goff.
Yeah.
And so.
But I don't think you want Aiden O'Connell either.
No. But I don't think they'll have, you know, Aiden O'Connell, Gardner Minshew. Yeah. I don't think they're going to have that. I think, did Ritter make some starts for them this year, too?
Oof.
But.
Well, doesn't it come down to, if you're Ben Johnson, what do you see in Caleb Williams? He's a very polarizing player. Maybe he, not publicly, is like, he doesn't have it. Then no, you stay away from there. But if you're like, oh, yeah, this guy's good.
So.
Then that makes up your mind.
Maybe a guy like Ben Johnson is more open to the idea of the Raiders, or maybe it's simple. They're just willing to give him the most money, and he wants to. People want to work with Brady. I don't think he's the only one. But that is interesting because that's not the best job. No, I definitely don't think it's a better job than the Patriots. And it's not better, in my estimation, than the Bears or Cowboys. So it's interesting he's going there.
The Cowboys one's weird just because they're competitive every year, but they're like not where they... I mean, this year they weren't, but most years they're close, but they're not close enough.
You're under a microscope.
Yeah.
You know, you're chasing. Well, yeah, Jerry Jones will be patient with you. You brought this up. Jerry Jones is not going to run you off after a year because he doesn't want to pay you.
No.
And so you're going to see your 4 or 5 year deal, whatever you sign. You're going to be there for 4 or 5 years, but you're under a microscope. There is a lot of pressure. There's not pressure in all these jobs. Vrabel said this yesterday. He's right. It's a performance business.
Well,
you have to go out there and perform.
The other 5 jobs, the goal is to make the playoffs. That job is win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I mean, they all should want that's the goal for everybody. But I'm just saying, like, if you take the Jaguars or the Saints or the Jets to the playoffs, they're gonna be like, "You did a great job."
You go to Vegas, win 10 games and lose on Wild Card weekend. It's a great year.
You're the man.
You go to Dallas, you win 12 games, and you know you lose on the divisional round.
You should be fired.
I mean, that's what people are gonna say.
Yeah.
That's what people were saying about Mike McCarthy. Mike McCarthy won 12 games in 3 straight years in Dallas.
How about him getting one
of
these
jobs? And he was getting fired like every... I don't get that.
He might just go right to Chicago?
I didn't get Dallas keeping him. I got that more than I get New Orleans and Chicago lining up for him. I don't get that at all.
No, it's odd. And there's definitely going to be a surprise coach out of nowhere that gets one of these jobs, too. Because, like, Ben Johnson, Aaron Glenn, even if you want to throw in Mike McCarthy, all right, that's three.
Is Deion a surprise, or do you not even count that as a surprise?
It would. Yeah, if he was the Cowboys head coach, that like, upsets the list of other candidates. You know, but, like, is Liam Cohen or Cliff Kingsbury?
Do some of those teams wait for Marcus Freeman?
Maybe.
Do any of the teams call about O'Connell?
Yeah, oh, like a trade. Well, Tomlin shot down the Steelers, anything with the Steelers. Like,
he said it's a waste of time.
Yeah, waste your time. Kevin O'Connell might get a little sniff. Might call
Glazer.
Call
Glazer said multiple teams.
But then even still, that opens up an opening there. And then it's like, all right, maybe they should promote Flores or...
Good point.
Yeah, who knows?
Good point. 617-779-7937. So an interesting update to the coaching carousel. Ben Johnson interviewed here. They obviously went with Vrabel. Tom Brady hiring in Vegas. So we'll keep our eyes on that. Meanwhile, where are you starting when you're rebuilding this thing for Drake May? And we talked about the offensive coordinator and who's the best fit for Drake May, who's the ideal candidate. Where are you starting? You're still starting receiver?
I am. I know everybody's screaming right now, line, look at the line. The line's horrible. But let me introduce you to the horrible receivers that they also had. Guys that committed penalties themselves, just like the offensive line, ran the wrong routes, which led to interceptions, at times would catch a pass and hand it to the defensive player. Happened on multiple occasions. So they weren't making plays for Drake May at all. They were making his job way more difficult. Touche, same with the offensive line. They made his job more difficult too. But I think you need to prioritize a high-end receiver. You need to upgrade both spots, clearly. But if I had, say you're like, you can only spend like a $25 million player on one or the other, I would take the receiver.
Who was your receiver? When we came up with our 60-second plan and you put us on the clock, which I think...
So my original plan was...
Who was your receiver?
T. Higgins and Higgins. Travis Hunter.
Right.
Because it was draft Hunter. Yeah, and right. Sign.
Right.
Now I'm A.J. Brown. Now I'm all in on A.J. Brown.
Because of what Vrabel said yesterday?
Yeah, and I just think there's more smoke to the maybe get out of Philly thing. Like, he's under contract. They're good. But especially if they lose the Super Bowl, or I'm sorry, don't win the Super Bowl, maybe they consider making some changes. Wide receivers get hot and cold in all these places. He and Vrabel love each other. Vrabel's three best years were with A.J. Brown in Tennessee.
And a huge reason why Vrabel
ultimately
is out in Tennessee was the feuding with John Robinson over trading A.J. Brown.
So if you could get A.J. Brown in here, it also opens up the door to whatever you want. You could take Abdul Carter with the fourth pick if you want. You got A.J. Brown, then you're going to have to spend some money in free agency, probably your second or other picks on linemen. But yeah, A.J. Brown would be my priority now.
I'm with you on wide receiver. And although I don't love the outside guy, my name at the time was DK Metcalf.
Mm-hmm.
And he's definitely an outside guy. A.J. Brown can move around the formation and is a massive after-the-catch guy, but he is traditionally an outside guy. I'd take any one of them. What I really, truly want, just to use the Lions analogy, what I really want for Drake May is their Amon-Ra St. Brown. That style of receiver, more middle of the field, more you can't cover, you can't throw double coverage his way, you know, shadow A.J. Brown on the outside of the formation or D.K. Metcalf outside the formation, a guy who you can line up anywhere, a guy who can get open middle of the field, outside of the field, run after the catch guy. Amon-Ra St. Brown is all those things. I'm not saying you're going to get him, but I want the closest thing to that for Drake May, and I'd like a middle of the field player. It's why I didn't shoot down the idea about drafting a tight end highly, which I know isn't their biggest need.
Right.
But I like a middle of the field player for Drake May. And a security blanket, if you will. The A.J. Brown stuff is interesting, though, because, well, Curran was all about A.J. Brown last offseason. All about it. And then things kind of got smoothed over. You had the Brandon Graham, is that his name?
Mm-hmm.
Report.
He and Hurts don't like each other.
Yeah. He went on radio in Philly, WIP, sister station down there. And he goes, yeah, they used to be best friends and now they're not.
That can't happen.
That sounds familiar.
That's never happened
before. It does. And then you got A.J. Brown sitting there reading a book. While getting, I think three targets.
Yeah, people love that book. It's like a self-help book. Now it's like the number one seller.
Skyrocketed to number one bestseller.
Yeah.
So I think he got three targets in that game, if I'm not mistaken. I think it was the final number.
Yeah, it wasn't much.
One catch, three targets, something like that, and he's reading a book.
They did win.
They did, but the context is important. It's not like he was getting 10 targets and reading a book. He's getting three targets. And the backdrop of their teammates saying, well, those guys used to be best friends, and now they're not. A.J. Brown, a very interesting name.
Yeah.
I like T. Higgins. I'm almost more into the idea of trading for one of these guys. You have some extra draft capital.
Oh, he's better. Brown's better than Higgins. So
Brown is absolutely better. Yeah. I think DK's better. Maybe that one's closer.
Mm-hmm.
I still like Deebo Samuel, and I can't get out of my head something that Vrabel said yesterday where it's like, we want guys who are hard to tackle.
So you basically just want guys that were drafted right after N'Keal Harry.
Anybody you could have had a few years ago is
literally
my list. That's a good list. Isn't that a good list?
It's a great list.
It's a good place to start.
Unfortunately, it's an incredible list.
I'm with you. It's wide receiver before O-line. That doesn't mean you can't get both. You should get both.
No, you need both. The other thing I think, not to make excuses, because Elliott Wolf did a really horrible job at signing offensive linemen and developing anything up front. They did have a million injuries. Again, excuses, whatever.
Yeah.
But they had like 15 combinations on their offensive line. They had like 15 different starting lineups or some insane number, right? Like David Andrews got hurt. You had some other injuries. And the performance was what it was. Whereas the wide receivers, that was pretty much the group from tip to tail. And they were horrible the whole time.
They never changed it. They
you know, like Booty had a couple flashes where you're like, oh, nice play by Booty.
They'd alternate their healthy scratch every week.
No, but that was their guys.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, oh, we're waiting for so-and-so to come back. Nope. Or like, oh, tough blow because this guy's out for the year. Nope. He's on IR. That was the group. So it's in more need of an upgrade.
A few bits of feedback here. Twitch chat, Clapton fan, says Deontay Johnson. He needs a book.
Listen, I like receivers. I understand a lot of them are crazy. This guy, was he on four teams this year?
Three, I think. He started in Carolina.
I think four in the calendar year.
Yeah. Because he was on Pittsburgh last year.
Like,
Carolina went to the Ravens. They're like, we don't want this guy. The Texans just waved him in the middle after a playoff win.
They're playing this weekend. They're like, you're done, son. I can't.
And in fairness to the Twitch chat, he wasn't making a case for Deontay Johnson. He says he needs a book to read during the game.
Book. Yeah, he does.
But I had advocated for Deontay Johnson in the past. I'm not looking down my nose at talent, but that's a tough one to sell. Another name we haven't brought up, Wiggy stumped for him before, Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
I know the reports now are that things are smoothed over in Miami. I'll believe that when I see it.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Tyreek Hill, in or out?
I mean, I'd be in. He's like a piece of crap guy.
Oh, terrible guy.
Terrible guy, but I'd take him.
Terrible guy, but yeah. Can he get open?
Oh, he can make Drake May look pretty good, I think.
Okay, I'm in. And I'll just still call him a terrible guy when he's a Patriot.
Yep. I'm not going to buy his jersey, but no. I'll root for the points.
Just like I'll call him a terrible guy when he was the Chiefs and the Dolphins, and he'll be a terrible guy here.
Yeah.
But he'll also get, 1,500 yards and 10 touchdowns. Great.
Yeah.
Because we brought up that report out of Philly, Keith.
Yes.
I do want to replay one bit of audio we played earlier today.
Please.
Because, in your face, the Bruins are all motivated and fired up.
They're mad.
Major league style at you. You sparked.
Well, they're winning, so we'll take that.
You sparked a whole thing with the Bruins last night, Keith. In fact, Pastrnak even got an assist on a Marchand goal. They were on the ice at the same time last night. I think Marchand looked off Pastrnak on that goal. Pastrnak was diving to the front of the net. Marchand didn't look his way. He sniped home a beautiful goal. My guy, Marchand.
He did. Good
player. Wasn't much of a celebration after the goal between the two of them.
Huh.
They kind of bumped mitts there. That's how you refer to gloves and hockey mitts.
Mitts. Yeah, they bumped mitts a little bit.
Yeah, is what they did.
Yep, their mittens.
Got their twigs out of the way and bumped mitts.
Good.
Pastrnak led the way in scoring last night. It was a goal and two assists, 3 points.
Second star of the game.
He was the number two star. Yeah. Thank you, Keith. Yeah. You would think Brad Marchand would bring up his best bud after the game, right? You would think.
Well, he was interviewed after the game, yeah.
Yeah. Good question by Razor, who I'm looking forward to talking to tomorrow on a Bruins Thursday.
Should be good.
Here's what Marchand had to say about the win.
Brad, huge game from Jeremy Swayman. Huge game from a bunch of guys stepping up. Huge games from the forwards, leadership. That was a good one.
Yeah. I thought we had a really good start. There's some periods of the game where we kind of let them take the momentum back. But ultimately, we got the job done at this time of year. That's all that matters. And some things we can be happy about and continue to build on. Some things we can improve. So, but an incredible game by Sway.
Right.
I thought Weatherspoon had an incredible game as well. He was great out there all night. And obviously Callahan and Vinny and Potsy were big additions to the group tonight, but brought lots of energy, so it was good.
Okay, you counted five?
Five guys.
Because we don't want to misspeak. We don't want to be accused of
making things
up. Get yourself
a nice double cheeseburger there. Talking about five guys. Not bad.
Okay. Yeah, maybe it's nothing, but I don't know, Pastrnak, second star, high score in the game.
Had a great game.
I would bring up my best bud.
Your best bud?
That's what I would do.
Yeah, listen, everybody's a little bit different, I guess.
I also would, give a big celebration and maybe not look him off when he's diving to the net. But that
happens, I guess.
That's just me.
Right.
Bruins have won two in a row. He did bring up Swayman was awesome and has been awesome these last two games. So you hope that's righting the ship. But I'll say this again. The Bruins not exactly self-motivators.
No.
The two times they've been waking up this year was when they fired Monty and when Keith got Marchand all hot and bothered the other day.
They're 2-0 after Pound Sand.
Other than that, not much. 617-779-7937. A reminder, all of our coverage here of football's postseason on WEEI is brought to you by Wise Snacks. No one does crunchy, salty, or cheesy better than Wise Snacks. We'll check in with WEEI Afternoons. In fact, I think WEEI Afternoons is going to be part of our next segment coming up.
Yes.
We have Clip du Jour, Billy Lanny with all the latest in trending, and when we come back, it's time for Grab Bag!
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Grab Bag.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe WEEI. We have a lot of stuff to get to here in the Grab Bag. What we didn't address in the first 3.5 hours of the program. If you missed any of it, check out the Odyssey app wherever you get your podcasts. You can subscribe to the Jones and Keefe show. Speaking of shows, we had an update to the afternoon show, Jones. Big announcement yesterday here on the station, about an hour after we left. Ted Johnson, 3-time Super Bowl champion, former teammates of Mike Vrabel, is now going to be a part of the WEEI afternoon show with Andy Hart and Nick Fitzy Stevens.
Wow.
How would you like that?
Well, how about that?
And Christian Arcane will be going to nights, so starting at 6 o'clock next week. Tuesday is the first day of that next week.
Well, I've heard there's some controversy around the nights, but good for Arcane.
It apparently so.
Good for Arcane getting his own show there.
And Sox pregames and postgames, all that stuff.
Look, I think I was enjoying Hart and Arcane, but I think, Ted, his connections to Vrabel.
It's great.
I think Fitzy and Hart obviously have a lot of chemistry from the Six Rings podcast. Yeah. So new lineup, new show here on WEEI, and it starts next week, less than a week away.
Tuesday. Yeah, you're right, less than a week away. So Tuesday following the long weekend, although not a long weekend for us. We will be in on Monday.
We're in on Monday,
reacting to the divisional
round. We're not Drake May.
No.
Skipping out.
Nope, we'll be here.
I did hear Greg giving Ted a little crap for taking the long weekend. Already.
He's like, well, let me just start. Because now it's day one. So it's no missed days if you do it that way.
Smart.
I kind of get what he's doing.
That's smart. Ted knows what he's doing. That's true.
So welcome Ted Johnson to the WEEI family.
Grab bag.
All right. So we'd mentioned Deontay Johnson earlier. He got waived by the Houston Texans, and he had been on a variety of teams. So Deontay Johnson, in 6 years in the league, he's not as talented as Antonio Brown, but it has a similar Antonio Brown feel where he was somewhat under control with Pittsburgh. He was in Pittsburgh for 5 years. And then this season, he was with Carolina, Baltimore, and Houston. And they're all just like, you got to go.
Yeah.
Like, we can't have you.
Yeah. Well, Carolina at least got something for him. And remember, at the trade deadline, we're like, I can't believe that's all Carolina got for him. We're like, what a terrible trade.
They got too much.
Turns out, who even gives anything up for this guy?
They got too much. So Carolina, he played 7 games this year. Then he went to Baltimore, playoff team with, Zay Flowers and Bateman were better than I thought they'd be this year, but you could always use another receiver.
Sure.
Nope, you're done. He actually, late in a game for Baltimore, refused to go in. They're like, hey, can you get in there? He's like, I'm not going in there.
No, thank you.
So he was done.
Yeah, there was him and the guy on the Niners. I already forgot the guy on the Niners. He also did that this year.
Yep.
But yeah, Deontay Johnson, long track record of this.
And then he played one regular season game for Houston and one playoff game for Houston. And after their win, they're going to play the Kansas City Chiefs coming up this weekend, was like, you got to go.
Yeah, get out of here.
We're done with you.
Yeah.
So, nah, that's one of the few guys. I like talent. He's got some talent. But I got to draw a line somewhere, and that is where I draw the line.
Well, you clearly can't guarantee him a role or give him any guaranteed money. I mean, no. If he's a real flyer, maybe I'll be coaxed back into it. But it is, and Tomlin's come under fire here since they've lost. Did they lose 5 or 6 in a row to end the year, plus the playoff game, which was non-competitive? Tomlin's come under a bit of fire.
Yeah, yes.
But, like, you gave the names. Antonio Brown. Deontay Johnson.
Martavis Bryant.
Martavis Bryant George is a good Pickens. One. Pickens right now, I was just going to say, is wow, like, man. He's the next in this line. And Tomlin does a pretty good job.
I know he does. Yeah.
Keeping them productive and engaged. Mm-hmm. And the second they leave, they're just nightmares.
When it's around 1:30 and the takes continue to stay hot, the Jones and Keefe grab bag's a really cool spot. There's no other place to hear the grab bag. The Jones and Keefe grab bag, the Jones and Keefe grab bag, the Jones and Keefe grab bag. You're happy now, Jones.
Let's grab a call in the grab bag. Always welcome. We don't always go there, but no, we'll take a call. We'll mix in a call in the bag.
We should pump that up more. Yeah. John in Malden, you're in the grab bag. Go ahead, John.
Hey guys, I wanted to ask you who you thought the biggest hawk available was for this upcoming draft. And also, I think you should look into the mailbox situation with Keith a little bit more. I think that there's some nefariousness going on with the Marchand thing, the timing there. What do you think?
I'll tell you what, I'm connecting the dots. Mailbox smashed.
I think it was a Bruins.
Right after? There's been a lot of heat.
Bruins fan snowplow driver.
Snowplow.
And he just goes, you know, snowplows take those things out all the time. And he just goes, kerp.
Yeah. Dumped it right over.
I think it was one of each.
Shout out to my mailman who one day it was just on the ground. He still stuffed mail in it.
How about that?
It was laying on the ground flat. And I went to pick it up and figure out what I needed to do. Opened it up, mail.
Rain, nor sleet.
Look at that guy.
Nor snow.
Awesome.
Nor broken. Sideways mailboxes will prevent the mail from being delivered.
So something to take a look at, I guess.
Who's the best Haas available? People like
Will Campbell, they like.
Okay, but I'm saying, he's talking about 4? I'm sorry, I interpreted that as like after 4. Got it. So Campbell and Banks are the two. Banks is the tackle from Texas. You have Will Campbell, who I think a lot of people think is going to kick inside to guard.
The dude from Alabama.
Okay, who is that?
Jonah, he's got like a hard name to pronounce.
Okay.
Oh, no, Arizona, excuse me, I read it wrong.
Okay.
From Arizona is listed at 336.
Oh, that's a big Haas.
He might be the Haas.
Yeah, he might be the best
Haas
available. People like Connerly from Oregon.
Cameron Williams from Texas.
So he just declared.
Is 6'5", 335.
Oh, yeah.
That was before breakfast.
Oh, who's the defensive lineman from Ohio State? Williams? Tyreek Williams? He's huge.
Yes, he's listed at 327. Walker from Kentucky, if we're talking D-line, is listed at 345.
Who's our Haas of the week? I mean, we still got time left in the week.
I thought we had one. Didn't we give out a Haas of the week?
Oh, I don't know about that. I think
no,
I was
last week.
I think I was last week, Keith.
All right. Well, he's still got time.
Mike Vrabel?
Ted?
Oh, Ted Johnson.
Yep, Haas of the week. Haas of the week, Ted Johnson. Welcome to the station, Ted. You're
congratulations.
The Haas of the week.
Haas of the week.
That guy's...
We should get like a little
just
prize.
Just his neck is a Haas.
Oh, he's a legit Haas.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's
true.
Definitely helps our football team here at the station.
I mean, we're going to be an intimidating lineup with Ted.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it, molded by it. I didn't see the light until I was already a
grab bag. Sneaks up on you. Celtics Raptors tonight. C's, we had Terp on earlier in the program. They've been kind of alternating wins here back and forth. Although one of those wins was against the Raptors not too long ago, where they beat them by 52 points. They're 14.5 point favorites in Toronto tonight. How do you like that?
You laying those? I don't know that I'm laying 14.
It might be a stay away. I'm certainly not taking the 14.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Against the dinosaurs of Toronto?
I don't quite know what I'm doing there. I think if I had to pick it, I'd take the points.
Is a Raptor top 3 dinosaur for you? Or overrated dinosaur?
No, it's speed, agility. I think you lean in. I think a Raptor is a definite top 3.
Here's the sad truth. The Raptor that you see in the movies, fictional.
Oh.
Raptors are actually the size of like a big chicken.
How many different kind of raptors? Oh.
Velociraptors in reality are like a big chicken, like turkey size.
Are all raptors velociraptors?
Yes.
Does that Venn diagram overlap?
Yeah,
it does.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
And I don't know if they can open doors or not. I don't think there were actual doors then. So that's also a leap to take.
Clever girl.
I would say Tyrannosaurus Rex, don't overthink it, number one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dilophosaurus, which ate Newman after it spit,
oh, that was that one.
Venom
it
on
spit
him.
The venom in his face.
And don't sleep on a pterodactyl, a flying dinosaur.
Ability to fly, huge. Yeah, that's massive.
All right, let's get to this.
And here comes the grab bag. Grab, grab bag, 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 grab, grab bag.
All right, back to the phones here on the grab bag.
Okay, hello, Greg?
Yes, that was quite possibly the worst noise, the mouth noise sound effect that Jones made of
which one
the
was that?
Snowplow guy hitting your mailbox that I've ever heard in my
I don't even remember making it.
What was
it?
What was the noise?
Yeah, how'd it go? Yeah, reenact it.
It was like, whoop. I was like Phoebe. I'm a giant fan. In news actuality, I'm a giant fan of the witness who makes the mouth sound effect for the new, whatever the news story is.
Yes.
That was horrendous.
Okay, that was not a good snowplow impression.
No, angry Bruin snowplow driver doesn't hit a mailbox and it goes, whoop.
Well, now that we have you, Greg, do you have a Keefspiracy on my mailbox as to what may have happened?
Yeah, was it Courtney?
Honestly, I feel like it's probably, and like, are you in a cul-de-sac or just on a, like, do you have a group of, it's probably cul-de-sac. Some, an angry neighbor. Like,
could be. It's like a street that's got maybe 6 or 8 houses on it.
Oh, Breck.
Not a ton of traffic on there. Yeah, we're doing all right.
are you gaming late at night when people are trying to sleep, or are you excessive use of the sword in the neighborhood?
Sword stuff. Screaming about lost hams on bets, things
crying
like that.
Baby. Yeah. Crying 2-year-olds. Oh, maybe you pinpointed it, Greg.
Yeah. All right. Nice.
Fair enough. Thank you.
All right. Fellas. All right.
Thank you, Greg. Snowplows
take those things out all the time, and he just goes,
Yeah, it's not what it would sound
okay,
like.
Okay, I guess.
I was there.
Didn't even realize I did it in real time. But that's, you know what, Greg? He's got an ear for a lot of stuff.
He does.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, it's...
Grab bag? Quinn Ewers, the Texas Longhorns quarterback, going pro.
Huh.
He announced today he's going to the NFL. You think he... Where does he go?
I mean,
second round, third round,
something like that. Yeah. I'd like to try to apply it to the Patriots in some way. I think the more quarterbacks in the draft, probably the better. People always talk themselves into it, but yeah, could he get into the late first? That would help them. That sounds too high for him.
At least it's another player in the first, let's call it 90 picks. That is a position you don't even need. So overall, it's not going to help you in like trade value or anything like that. But I think that's probably better than not.
Yeah.
Than if he just stayed in school.
Yeah, more quarterbacks, good thing.
Back.
All right, top NBA performers from last night. Jones, we got 5 candidates for you. Jamal Murray went for 45 points and 6 assists.
Mm-hmm.
Scoot Henderson, who I always thought was going to be good.
A lot of threes. Yeah, you like him.
39 points, 6 assists. Giannis Antetokounmpo, 33, 11, and 13. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, 32 and 9 assists. And Trey Murphy the 3rd, 32, 6, and 4.
Give me Murray. Murray was awesome in that first half last night. Jokic had a triple-double, but it was kind of a tame triple-double by his standards. So give me Murray.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, here we go. It's a second baseman.
Okay.
Dabbled in the outfield, but really a second baseman. Who played for a variety of teams, including the Montreal Expos, the Los Angeles Dodgers, the Baltimore Orioles, the St. Louis Cardinals, and the Chicago Cubs.
Delino DeShields.
Marquise Grissom.
He got it!
No, Jones got it. Jones got it.
Dealt for Pedro.
Delino DeShields.
I had a lot of... I've said this on the air many times before.
I didn't even get to any of the numbers on
him. I had a lot of Delino DeShields baseball cards, like a lot of them.
He was great.
Yeah.
Double-sided helmet. I think he was a double-flap guy.
Yeah, double-flap.
He'd switch it like you read about.
Yeah.
Yeah, Delino DeShields.
Runner-up in the Rookie of the Year in 1990. You didn't let me finish. 16th in the MVP in 1992.
How many time All-Star? He must have snuck on an
zero
All-Star.
Zero-time All-Star.
Wow, Delino DeShields?
Yeah, zero-time All-Star. He twice stole over 50 bags.
Yeah.
The guy was just running all over the place.
Why do you think I had his cards?
13
What did it for you, Jones? Like, at what point did you know it was him?
Montreal Dodgers second
base.
Yeah,
I think so. You know what? When you said he dabbled in the outfield, I wanted to say Ray Durham, who we might have said before.
Yeah.
And then I was listening for White Sox when you said Ray Durham.
Mm.
And then I heard the teams, and that's what gave it away. Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
What a run for Delino DeShields. His kid, right?
I think that's right.
player.
Yeah, I think I had some shares in fantasy in recent years. I don't know if he's still in the big leagues.
No.
But I think he's been in the bigs.
He took one off the face. It was pretty scary.
Oh, no.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, oh, boy.
So, he played from 15 to 21. So, yeah, maybe that's what did it.
You got the reference page up in front of you?
Yeah, of course.
Delino's his given name? Or is that short for something?
Looks like it's Delino.
Yeah, Delino.
Yeah. Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
How about this happy accident? Happy birthday, Delino DeShields.
Wow, Delino.
He is 56 years old today.
Yeah.
Maybe I should just do guys whose birthdays it is.
Man, what a giveaway that would
Delino
be.
Delino DeShields.
Okay.
Yep.
And I'm not wrong. He was dealt for Pedro, right? Yeah, that's how Pedro ended up in Montreal.
Is that right?
Yeah. And basically, moral of the story, don't trade away Pedro.
Don't trade away Delino DeShields for Pedro.
Dodgers, don't do that.
Yeah, 93.
Expos, don't do that.
Expos and Dodgers. Yeah, We'd like to have that one back.
Yeah, I think you'd like to rethink that one.
Not bad.
Okay, random baseball player of the day. Not
also
random for me.
Also made $28.7 million in his career.
For a zero-time All-Star.
Not bad, Mr. DeShields.
Good for him.
Mm-hmm. Like him a lot.
All right, random baseball player of the day. Each and every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keefe. I think we set a record for most phone calls in the grab bag today.
Yeah, they're welcome.
I know, we've taken Patriots players in there. We have taken calls before.
That's
I'm not sure we've ever taken multiple like that.
I like it.
So good for us.
Grab bag.
Anyway, we will get to WEEI Afternoon, see what they have coming up, and we'll give you our clip du jour next. Snowplows take those things out all the time, and he just goes, Kerp.
All right, back here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Time now for our clip du jour. Jones, you ready for that?
Oh, that sounds great. What's the clip du jour?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today, it is me. I'm not taking credit for the Bruins turnaround. But then again, I'm not taking
You're
credit
not taking
for it either.
All the credit.
Right. There is some to go around.
Some.
But Bruins are 2-0 ever since Brad Marchand got a little defensive and was talking about pounding sand and going in closets and things like that. And so that became a discussion on the show today.
The Bruins are all fired up thanks to Rich Keefe.
They are. Hey, listen, if it ends up, you know, they go on this great run, they win the cup, maybe I'm on the duck boat.
Maybe.
Maybe they give me a duck.
Not Marchand's duck boat, but one.
No, we should probably keep our distance, maybe I go on a duck boat. If you guys want to hurl tomatoes at me, feel free. But at least I'm on the duck boat, getting a tour through the city.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
That'd be great.
Do I get a ring? Is another question I have.
I'd give you like a personnel, like the team, the players get like
a ring.
And then, you'd get like what the media relations, you know, what like Brick would get.
I'll get one of those.
Yeah, yeah.
Last question. Do I get my name on the cup?
Definitely. Yeah.
As long as they write that
in there. And your day with the cup.
Obviously, I'm going to get a day with the cup, Nick.
Wayne Gretzky, Sid Crosby, Lemieux, Keith.
Rich Keefe. No, Scoops Keefe. That's the sole motivator. Why not?
What would you do with your day with the cup?
Yeah,
I mean, you got to drink out of it. I mean, you have to do that. You pour a bunch of beers in there and, like, you know, chug out of there. But, like, what else?
I wonder if my 2-year-old would fit in there. If we could bathe her in the cup.
Do you want to do that?
It's
been done.
She'd need to get some sort of, like, shots after that, I would imagine. It's probably pretty gross.
You see if she sleeps in there.
Now,
you say all the time she doesn't sleep very well.
Guys, I need more than one day with this thing. It's the only place she sleeps.
I need a week. It's the only time she slept in her life.
The creepy guy with the gloves always...
Phil Pritchard?
Yeah, I interviewed him once.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Highlight
that
of my career.
Riveting.
Yeah. It was excellent.
That guy in the cup have an OnlyFans somewhere that you don't want to see.
Do we have to have a bed for him and like he stays over or how does that work?
Yeah, I think that's in his deal. Jeez. I think he comes over for a slumby. Him in the cup. Philip Pritchard is his name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The guy, like, what is it? The handler of the cup? He has some weird like, Twitter handle.
The official. Oh, on Twitter? I don't know.
Yeah, he's something like that.
His title is the curator of the Hockey Hall of Fame.
All right. That's something.
Keeper of the cup?
But I'd just be like side-eyeing him all the time probably. Yeah, I don't really know what you do with it, to be honest. Maybe go back to my hometown and parade it through.
Yeah, I think you do that.
Just like walk through the town with it up above my head.
Yeah, I think that's a good one.
Like, what the hell is that? That's a real Stanley Cup.
I don't remember who it was.
Mailbox.
Yeah. I'd make it my mailbox of the day.
Attach the mailbox on top of it. There you go.
I'm waiting
for this.
Yeah,
that's all I need. And if somebody drives into the mailbox, I'll work on what the sound would.
You didn't have
what
that,
it would
right.
sound like no, if that if that happened. But okay, yeah. Does Keith get his name on the curb? As it were, the Stanley
Maybe.
Cup. It is time now for our crossover WEEI Afternoons. It's brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. If you're in the mood for a warm, hearty meal, visit the 99 Restaurant and try their home-style chicken pot pie, freshly baked to order, and topped with a buttery, flaky crust. Or you can try their new double barbecue turkey tips. You gotta love the Nines. What's up, Hart?
Hi, fellas.
I had an idea. And
uh-oh.
I got this from a friend of mine, but I can say this.
I got it from a friend who...
It's going to be Hart singing is what the idea was.
That's the bit.
So with Ted and Fitzy and Hart all on a show together. Okay. And I can say that as a fellow big head, I can say this. But I have a good idea for like a game. You bring in like a ton of hats.
We're going to measure our heads?
No, you call it Will It Fit. And people have to guess Will It Fit on their head. And then you hold up each one. It can be like a helmet. It can be like a snow hat. It can be like a baseball hat.
Okay, I don't know.
So you look at it, and then you're like, will it fit? And then, like, Ted has to put it on. Yeah, no, it doesn't fit. Fitzy has to try it
and
on.
And then
doesn't fit.
If it catches on, it could be like another. It'd be a very different game, but like you could do that. Yeah. Santo could do that game. You could do, like all kinds
come on.
All kinds of different.
Courtney's having enough trouble right now. She has a different game.
You're really bullying her, huh?
I think. Yeah. I'm not. No, she's the one bullying me. I never said that she was spitting lies.
What do you think Keith should be more insulted by? That he made it up or that somebody lied to him? Made it up is more insulting, right?
So yeah, which is...
Courtney's doing better than the made-up group. Yeah.
But there's a lot of angry people out there that think I just made it up, which is hysterical to me.
Not saying names, right? Because I saw somebody went out you last night, and it was the lamest of the lamest things I've ever
loser.
Seen. Okay, yeah.
Loser behavior.
Unbelievable.
From a loser. Yeah.
From somebody who's had a checkered past with some things.
You
so
think?
Like probably
stealing
should just
quotes
like
and lying about being at places.
Lay low for a while, kind of like stay out of it.
Do less, bud.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, yeah.
Anyway, so, yeah.
So you're excited.
Will it fit? That was a free idea. I noticed you didn't react to it. Yeah. Free idea.
See, my mind goes in other directions.
Of course.
Like, I don't want the game to go in that direction. And Ted is the biggest guy in the room, so
yes,
I'm concerned about being bullied.
Right. Yes, he is.
Yeah, no, the answer with Ted is just probably no.
He is massive.
He's big,
Lou Ferrigno.
I was trying to explain it to somebody. Like, back in the day, not even that far back, but middle linebackers were enormous.
Looked like that.
They looked like that. Like, Greg Lloyd and, like, guys like that who were, like, terrifying.
Yeah.
Now it's like
Spikes is another big, neck.
What would they do now to like teach him to be a DN or something? Like I don't think he couldn't be.
Probably wouldn't play
middle linebacker.
Guy and a fullback has been phased out.
They kind of have been phased out.
And those
out.
Two were always like that was
smashing
they
each
met
other.
Heads. Yeah. Sadly, in the middle of the field. And I was explaining that to somebody yesterday. Like not only is an NFL linebacker, he's an old school.
Yeah.
What do you call him, Hoss?
You
can congratulate him when you see him. We'll have him. You give him the trophy, but he is officially Hoss of the Week.
Absolutely. Awesome. See that shirt he was wearing from his Andy Reid collection? He had like the bright.
I did.
And apparently, he gave me a little inside info to him. He wears a shirt that is a teaser to what kind of mood he's in. So like, if you got a black shirt on, I'm going to be like, zip it, Andy.
Yeah, so he's like a human mood ring.
Yes.
Got it.
Pretty much. So I need to sort of, somebody could give me the guide
good
as
luck.
To exactly which one means what. Like, don't poke him
got
today.
It. There's going to be some hard
today.
Lessons learned, I think.
Okay, so that's WEI Afternoons. What do you guys have coming up today?
So we have Adam Schefter at 3:45.
Oh, that's right.
We'll be talking about Vrabes,
tell
his
him
guy
to
Vrabes.
Cite all of his sources.
Yeah,
tell
yeah.
him, be like, listen, I don't believe you until you name all of your sources.
Name your source.
Oh, wow.
Schefter.
Should I tell him to pound sand and
you
go
could.
Back into that closet he came out of or whatever
you.
The normal thing is?
Correct.
We also have Scal, fingers crossed, at 4.
Nice.
We have that guest corner. We are going to be. Oh, he's
confused.
Let's go. And we will be doing an exercise that I found maybe the most difficult exercise I've ever done to prepare for a segment.
Dips?
Ranking the... No,
dips are
easy.
Tough.
I can bang out
dips. You got good elbows. Then,
oh, my God, I can bang them out.
Dips are tough.
No, they're not.
Dips,
pull-ups, tough. Dips,
pull-ups
easy.
Are tough.
Yeah, I don't even think I do a
tough for Andy because he can't reach the bar.
No, we are ranking quarterback-coach combos.
Oh, I like that.
And it's really hard because you might like the coach, not like the quarterback.
Definitely.
You know, vice versa. Plus, you have all these teams where you're like,
don't even know.
They don't have a quarterback. Yeah. They don't have a coach. And then the rookies, where do you put them? The
I feel
young
like
coaches.
This, you're manipulating this because the Patriots are going to rank really high.
They were relatively high on my list.
They might.
But I'm also biased. I like both guys.
Right.
I like, this is kind of crazy. I like the Chiefs one. That's a good coach quarterback combo. I like coach quarterback with Kansas City.
I like
Reed Mahomes.
After
personally.
That one,
personally,
it gets,
me.
So
that's
who's
me.
Two hot shot?
May and Vrabel, I think.
It could be. Yeah. They're in the running. Yeah. I like where your mind's
I'd
at.
Say that's
who
where
says you're negative?
Harbaugh Lamar is number two, but that
that was mine too.
Yeah, okay.
But it gets difficult quickly.
Oh, I bet.
It's like ranking best Patriots. You got like two, and then you're like, oh, who goes next?
Okay. So you got Schefter, you got Scal, you got Arcan, you got Hart. It's WEI Afternoons. We'll talk to you tomorrow on a Bruins Thursday. Looking forward to talking to the Razor tomorrow at 10.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.